ever going to happen for us. And to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment. It's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.
It's Andy, welcome to this week's Netball Show with Viper 10. Plenty on the show, and we hope that you've already managed to listen to the Red Bull Switch Up special. Sasha was there. She took part and spoke to some of the winners and Tamsin Greenway as well. Watch out for that one in your feed. Right. On this episode, Becky Oatley speaks to us about the positive mental well-being course she's going to be taking part in. We hear from Sue Kersey from Woodson Park Netball Club, plus Rachel Dunn and Gabby Marshall ahead of the Uganda Tri-Series. England will face Uganda. It's just over 2 weeks away now. The first game taking part at the Echo Arena, and then the games move to the Copper Box. Well, there's good news for Wasps Rachel Dunn. She's been recalled, and she told us she's pleased to be back.
I think the fact that I've been able to make myself available because of work, and the fact that I'm happy with how the season ended and how it started, absolutely stoked to be called up again and to have another opportunity to represent England.
She knows that Uganda are not to be underestimated.
Oh, they're a typical like African country. They've got a flair. They're slightly unorthodox. You've got Peace up the front, who's a target and so athletic. They turn ball over, and looking at how England played again the game in the Commonwealth Games, they're not a team to be taken lightly. So we're going to have to look at them, their sort of style, and figure out a plan to counteract that.
Rachel spent time with Nat and George, who are also in the squad, as part of Wasps, so she told us how she's seen them grow.
George has come on massively since started playing with her. I mean, she's still young now, but it's got such a big future ahead of her. And she's been great to play with and has learned and come on so much. And Nat has just kind of flourished as well. In the last couple of years, she's gone from being borderline to like a England starter. So it's been a great pleasure to play with them. They're both great on and off the court, and it's been great working with them down the attack end over the last couple of years.
Razzy and Gabs are also players that Rachel Dunn's been impressed with.
Definitely, because I think there's a massive mixture of youth and experience in this squad, and I think that's what you kind of need. Experienced players to bring on the youth, and the youth to bring that fresh enthusiasm to a team. So I think it's always great to have a mix of youth and experience in a team, and I think it's a great blend, and all the youngsters in this team have got a great future ahead, and it's just time to help them develop and to also get the victory as well.
And she appreciates the value that home support can play.
Oh, it's huge. We all know from club games and things like that, when you get the crowd behind you, they are the eighth player. So I think the girls that were out in Australia and just everyone, it's always so special playing in front of a home crowd in an international test series. So I think everyone's really looking forward to it. I think there's been a buzz in netball since the comms, and actually generally over the last couple of years with the success England have had. So I think everyone's looking forward to it. And yeah, especially representing in your home country in front of your home crowd.
Benicoz Mavericks mid-quarter Gabby Marshall shared her thoughts on being called up to the squad.
Obviously really excited. I think as a young girl growing up, it's just a huge dream of mine to play for England, and it's been a long time coming. I think I made my debut over a year ago now, and I've had a bit of a rocky road since then with injuries and illness and things like that. So it's just nice to put that behind me, and I've had a bit of a period of time over the summer where I've been working quite hard on regaining my strength and my fitness. So to be rewarded with a call-up for the Uganda series is just, it's the icing on the cake, really. So it's a dream come true.
But she knows that games will provide a challenge.
In the Commonwealth Games, they put up a really strong battle against the girls, and obviously with the likes of Peace, who we know quite well from the Super League, they've really progressed over the years, and I think it will be a tough battle. We've got our homework to do, and we're just really looking forward to getting out there as a squad and seeing what we can do.
Gabby appreciates the support from family and friends with it being close to Manchester.
Everyone loves playing in front of family and friends, and just England supporters as well are really passionate about the game, and especially off the back of the Commonwealth Games, everyone's really getting behind netball, which is fantastic. So for me, it'd be nice to play in Liverpool, which isn't too far from Manchester, my hometown, and yeah, just having family and friends there to support will be fantastic.
And she told us playing at the Copper Box brings its own memories every time.
It's cool. I think I've played netball since I was really young, and I never expected to be playing at such huge arenas and for my country. It's just a complete honour, and yeah, it makes it that bit more special when you get the pyrotechnics out and the crowd are cheering. Yeah, it's always, it's really humbling, definitely.
I think the first thing that stands out for me about wearing Viper 10 kit is just the feel of it. It's so comfortable. Since the brand's come around, I think I've still got the same hoodie from about 5 years ago, and it fits so well. The colour remains, and I think that's one of the most important things, particularly with sportswear brands nowadays. You're wearing them day in, day out. People love living in their active wear, and the fact that this active wear looks good, it feels good, it's just great to wear.
It's a Netball Show with Fibre 10. Becky Oatley is going to be taking part in a positive mental health workshop in association with Netball Southwest, and she's been telling me more about it.
So I was actually approached by a woman called Izzy, who works on the youth development stuff for Netball Southwest, and she had come up with this idea to host a positive mental wellbeing workshop. I think based on the fact that there are lots of stats around about how many kind of teenagers are struggling at the moment, and thought that netball would be a great way of kind of promoting some of the wellness stuff that's out there at the moment. I know her kind of through netball, and that netball's a very small world, and she asked me if I'd get involved, and I was really pleased to do so.
We've talked in vast length about things like this in the past, but whether or not you're a sports person, or it's just important to share those feelings.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've obviously shared my story before across kind of netball, and you know, we've chatted, but I think it's so important that we talk openly about these things, and kind of people realise that genuinely they're not alone, and there are people out there, and there are services out there, and there are skills out there that you can learn that really help you kind of deal with this stuff a lot better. So yeah, I think it's a really, really positive thing to do.
It's got a lot better over the past couple of months as well, hasn't it? People are a lot more aware of things and a lot more open about things. I mean, you look at stats and looking good kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think some people sometimes think that when stats go up, that's a bad thing. But actually, stats going up sometimes actually just means that people are talking about it more, which is actually a really positive thing. I mean, we've seen a number of, massive stars in netball. Sharni Layton, Caitlin Thwaites has always been quite vocal about, you know, her kind of issues, and that can only be a positive thing. Having kind of role models that aren't perfect is what kind of real life is. So I think that's a really, really positive thing, really, really positive steps.
So tell me a bit about the afternoon itself. What's planned?
Yeah, so I'm going to be there, sharing my experiences, talking a bit about some of the positive times as well as the less kind of positive stuff. But there's also, I think there's a lady called Wendy who's going to be hosting some kind of mindfulness yoga, which sounds really interesting. I'm probably going to get involved in that. But then also some kind of more fun netball skill stuff as well. So it's open to anyone. It's not, you don't have to be, you know, the world's greatest netballer to come along. You just got to have an interest in netball, be prepared to kind of have some fun, but also just kind of think a bit about how some of this stuff can be used in your life. And you certainly don't need to have any issues or problems to be involved. I think this is one of the key messages, is that we've all got mental health in the same way that we've all got physical health, and we can all go through periods where our mental health is not as, you know, great as it could be. And that doesn't mean that we're always mentally unwell. It just means that we can do some stuff to kind of relax us, to get us in a better headspace. And, you know, from a kind of, I guess, from the netball coach point of view, that's got to be a good thing, because people always play their best when they are feeling their best, I think.
And there's a fun netball skills session as well. Are you leading that, or are you going to be taking part?
I'll probably be taking part in that. I'm not sure I'll be leading it.
You've still got the skills.
Well, ankle-wise, I should be fit to do that.
Yay.
Do I have the skills? I've certainly got the enthusiasm. I'm not sure whether I've still got the skills.
Tell me a bit about where it's going to be taking place.
It's on Thursday the 29th of November, so the end of this month, and it's hosted in Cheltenham at Cheltenham Ladies College. As I say, open to anyone between the ages of 14 to 16, and it's in the afternoon on that Thursday. I think there's a cost of £5 per person. So, I mean, for an afternoon of, I would say, not me, but an afternoon of some of the netball stuff and some of the mindfulness yoga, I mean, that's very cheap. And it should be a really good afternoon, I think.
Well, it's well worth that for the autograph and a picture with you alone.
I'll send you the money later.
Just as well, we haven't got a picture taken yet. How can we find out more information in the meantime?
So if you head over to Netball South West, they're on Twitter. They've also got an email address, which is youth@netballsouthwest.co.uk. I've also retweeted it across my social media. So if you want to find out more, you can check out the posters on there.
More information on that is on Becky's Twitter, @BeckyTheCycler. And good luck with it. England Netball have finally seen 100,000 people take part in their Back to Netball programme. And Helen Wynne told us more about the programme's success.
We've known we've been close for a few months now, and a couple of weeks ago, Alex walked through the door and she was our 100,000th Back to Netballer.
Had you been keeping a close track on people signing up? Did you realise you were close?
Yeah, so we knew last time we spoke we were relatively close, and our prediction was that we would get there before the end of the year. And September in particular, and around the birthday time, we saw masses of people come through the doors, and yeah, we got there just a little bit quicker than we thought. So yeah, brilliant news.
I know you were looking to link everybody up on the actual day of the birthday itself. How did the celebrations go?
They were brilliant. It was such a great day to kind of be part of. There were lots of smiles. So I spent the evening in Middlesex with, I think there's about 40 women at that particular party, and we hooked up with a session in Newcastle, and they sang happy birthday to each other and just generally kind of saw just how big Back to Netball was and kind of how widespread it was. So yeah, lots of smiles, lots of brilliant stories, and all kinds of people getting involved, which was great.
A massive achievement obviously as well. And can you and everybody at England Netball still quite believe the figures and the effect that it's had on everybody?
It's brilliant. So Back to Netball, it continues to just be successful, and you know, we look at it and we think kind of, oh, do we need to do something different? But people keep on coming, and it's well known, and the feedback is still fantastic from participants. So we kind of, you know, we think we've got it right, and it's brilliant to see, and we are incredibly proud of it. It's our flagship program. We talk about it all the time, and I think the kind of 10-year success and the now 100,000 participant is kind of just the cherry on top of, you know, everything that's gone on through the last 10 years to get a great programme running brilliantly and engaging so many women.
You mentioned Alex then. Tell us a bit about her story with Back to Netball, and were you there on the actual day itself?
Yeah, so I had the privilege of going along to surprise Alex. So Alex was completely unaware. And she is a lady who moved. She's recently moved house from Essex to Bristol, so complete relocation for her. Didn't know anybody, so had in the past kind of done a little bit of netball when she was younger, and decided that Back to Netball would help her settle into her new neighbourhood and make friends and kind of form some connections. So that's her story. She was incredibly surprised and very excited, and talked really positively of her experience at Back to Netball. So yeah, it was great to be there and kind of share that moment with her.
And you'll hear stories similar to hers from around the country as well, which is what it's all about.
Oh, absolutely. And Alex's, so we talk about Alex's story kind of as if it's a unique story, and it's a brilliant one, but there are, you know, probably nearly 99,999 other stories of women who have got their own reasons why they go to Back to Netball, be it to kind of, you know, make friends like Alex, be it to lose weight, get fit. We've heard of some women who just want to be good role models for their children by getting involved in some activity. So there are so literally so many stories, and they are all tremendous. And yes, whilst Alex is 100,000th participant, and that's absolutely brilliant, you know, every other woman who kind of has plucked up the courage to walk through the door, their stories are equally as brilliant. So, yeah, it's great. And we're looking forward to welcoming Alex to the Uganda Games in November. So she's coming along to the Copper Box, and she's actually going to sit alongside our first back to netball participant. So the first and the 100,000 are going to sit together and kind of share experiences. So that will be a lovely day as well, that we hope, yeah, we'll again just celebrate back to netball a little bit more.
And he's to the next 100,000th person.
Yeah, totally.
And where's the best place to find out how to get involved in the meantime? Is there a session finder on the main England Netball website?
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you already play netball, suggest it to your friends, family, whoever. But yeah, session finder on the England Netball website. Pop your postcode in and it will tell you everywhere that you can play back to netball.
Andy has been speaking to Sue Kersey from Woodson Park Netball Club about how the club started.
The club started in September 2015. My brother-in-law is chairman of Woodson Park Football Club. And I realised that although lots of the other clubs rent the facilities at Woodson Park, there wasn't actually a Woodson Park Netball Club. And we're in a strong netball region in Hart. So I suggested to him that maybe we tag on a netball side to the football club, and had he ever thought about doing that? And it kind of evolved from there, probably within 24 hours really, if I'm honest. So yeah, that's how it started.
And we see it up and down the country regionally, but it's just about people spotting the need and doing something about it to bring the sport to an area.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's loads of clubs in Hertfordshire, but we just thought we'll see what's out there. We decided to rent an indoor court, just the two of us, myself and my brother-in-law Lee, who's now chairman of the club, and we'd offer two free sessions on girls in school years. I think it was 6 to 9 when we started. We didn't have any idea how many were going to turn up. We just hired the court and I thought, I'll just coach whoever turns up. Maybe we'll get 5, maybe we'll get 10. I think at the first session there was 35 girls.
Wow.
Who came. And we were thinking, OK, there's obviously a need somewhere. And the second session, all of them came back, and I think they brought a load of friends as well. So we had well over 40 of the second session. So that's where we thought, well, OK, you know, there's obviously a need for another club in the area. And we had a great facility at our fingertips. So the first team was actually a back-to-netball team. We've still got the majority of the ladies with us now, nearly 3 years later, and they've done so well. They've gone from some of them never playing netball, some of them not playing netball since they were at school, and they'd had their families and joined the Back to Netball initiative. And now they're in Division 1 of some of the local leagues. So they've just come so far in 3 years, which has been really rewarding.
And it's good for you as well, obviously, the progression from Back to Netball, getting them into the local leagues. What's that like for you as a coach?
That was the hardest thing, I think, in the beginning with all the teams. We were taking ladies and girls in, some of which had never played club netball, and then we had to find somewhere for them to play, to actually play in the leagues. That was the scariest moment, when we actually entered the teams into the local leagues, knowing that they were going to face teams that had been together five plus years, really experienced. And the first year was really hard. We had some really heavy losses, but we kept going and they kept progressing and getting better and better. And suddenly, now we're kind of chipping away at these really established teams and the club's doing really well.
It doesn't matter where you are around the country, but you'll either be at a club where it's got a handful of members or at the opposite end of the scale where you've got plenty of members, plenty of teams, that kind of thing. So whereabouts are you on that scale?
We've now got over 200 members. I think it's important to me that we don't get so big that we lose touch with our athletes. I think one of the club's strengths is that, our coaches are really in tune with their athletes. We have a lot of time for them. They play a lot of netball. Our coaches are at all their matches where we can be, as much as we can be. So, I think we're one of the biggest junior clubs now in Hertfordshire. But I think it's important that we don't become so big that we lose our personal touch, which is something that I'm quite mindful of.
You've been awarded bronze and silver cap accreditation as well. How important is that to you?
Really important. Obviously, there's certain criteria the club has to be achieving to get the accreditation. We got our bronze quite quickly within our first year, and then our silver came really quickly after that again. You know, we have to have so many qualified coaches and certain facilities and things like that. So it's good, and I think it's good for people to know that they're getting a certain standard as well when they join the club.
And what do you reckon has been that secret to your quick growth and success? There's got to be something there, or aren't you going to share that with us?
Yeah. Well, passion for a start. Well, I think we've got a fantastic team of coaches and volunteers, 51 across the club. I'd say 99% of them are parents that have just got on board, believe in what we're doing. We've homegrown all our coaches. I was the only qualified coach when the club started, and since then we now have 16 qualified coaches in under 3 years. And these have been parents who've come forward that have got experience playing netball, or maybe not, that have just said, I want to get involved, you know, I'd like to help. Everybody's really enthusiastic. We're a great team. And we've got a good reputation and a nice balance with our girls. I think we're fun, we're progressive. You know, we've got a playing level for every player. All of our girls play, no matter what level they're at, there's somewhere for them to play in the league. So it's a good balance.
And you're based in Hertfordshire, but how can we find out more about the club itself and if somebody's interested in getting involved?
So we've got a website, really great website. All the contacts are on there, all the coaches. It's Woodson Park Netball Club.
We always love to hear stories about your club, so if you'd like to feature on a future episode, send us a message at The Netball Show on Twitter.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to do it in those circumstances, you know, win by one goal and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible.
So this year for us, the focus is wholly Netball World Cup. We really want to make sure our Scots take to court. It's the best training environment, it's the best preparation platform for them.
It was a privilege and a real honour to line up alongside the Celtic Dragons and the Team Wales Welsh Netball International side, and I'll be looking forward to lining up alongside many of the same teammates again next season.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show with Viper 10.